There's a lot more attention on food allergies these days, but what's the difference between an allergy and an intolerance to particular foods? And can you grow out of or develop new food allergies as you age? This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen ask Dr. Nita Ogden these questions. Ogden is an allergist and spokesperson for the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What is a true food allergy?
So a true food allergy is basically an immune reaction, and it occurs when your body sees a certain food substance, which we refer to as food allergens as doctors. It sort of identifies it as a danger, and it triggers an allergic response, which is what we usually see as the typical food allergy reaction.
I know some people say they're allergic to certain things that may upset their stomach or they have other symptoms, but that's more of a food intolerance, correct?
Yes, exactly. And I'm so glad that you bring this up because it's something that comes up in my office all the time. And the difference is that a food intolerance or sensitivity leads to different symptoms that typically occur hours after a reaction, whereas a true food allergy occurs within minutes to up to 2 hours.
What are the most common symptoms of true food allergies?
So true food allergies, once it starts, can really run a range of symptoms. The more mild symptoms are slight itching, a few hives here and there that itch as well. Perhaps a lip gets swollen or tongue gets swollen, and now we're getting into more serious reactions. Those things can become dangerous because you can block the airway. There can also be asthma-like symptoms, coughing, wheezing. Vomiting is a common one. So those shortness of breath, passing out. Now, that's when we get even more serious, and that's something called the anaphylaxis. The more common ones that I typically see are kind of like an itching, hives have appeared, but they can go into the much more serious anaphylaxis symptoms as well.
From my understanding, there's a very short window of time that if you have a severe reaction, you have to react and respond. What happens when there's anaphylaxis involved, and what should those around the person undergoing these symptoms do?
So what you're getting in is an overwhelming allergic response. They cause your blood vessels to dilate in a way. They cause your heart rate to slow down. All these things that sort of occur when you get this massive, what we call histamine, which is the big allergic mediator in our body, as well as other chemicals being released into our body. So it is an urgent emergency situation. If you have a known food allergy, you hopefully have your EpiPen. The EpiPen is what temporarily will reverse these reactions. It will cause your vessels to clamp down. It will bring your heart rate up. It's trying to bring you back from all those things that occur when you get this massive allergic reaction. And you're using your EpiPen, and immediately the first thing you do is call 911. If this is a new onset food allergy presented with anaphylaxis, call 911 again. It is an emergency, and it's so important that people know that very quickly this can escalate and lead to horrible consequences like people dying.
That's allergist Dr. Nita Ogden speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, this Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.